mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evange Dye here on Cristo the Rock, 100.7 FM, The Word. And I don't know about you, Gary, but I am so excited tonight.
It's been terrific.
It's been amazing just to be able to share with Elsa Castro, who I'm meeting for the first time. Thank you, Elsa, for joining us on the program.
Muchas gracias por la invitación.
Ha sido una bendición y hemos estado disfrutando este tema de la gran comisión, que parece una tarea tan grande. Pero cuando uno realmente se pone en las manos de Dios y uno empieza a obedecer ese mandato, una persona a la vez, el trabajo como que no se hace tan grande.
Se hace más fácil.
Mm-hmm. And when there's, we understand, and we, I mean, the joy, and I can say this, I'm a mom, and I've had my children, and, you know, when you go through that pregnancy stage, it's, I mean, for all the ladies out there listening to me, you know what I mean? You know, you go through that pregnancy stage and you get to the point where it's sometimes it's painful. There's symptoms involved and you think, I'm never going to do this again. But when that child is born, there's no joy that can compare to look at that child. And at that moment, you forget about being, you know, your nose gets swollen when you're pregnant. You just look, you walk like a duck and you lose your waistline. And all these weird things happen. But I'm going to tell you that when to win one soul, and sometimes even to win a soul, you have to call them up and you invite them and talk to them. And sometimes you have to labor that soul. But once you see that soul come to Christ, mm-hmm. and once you win a soul for Christ, there's such an overwhelming mm-hmm. joy that you say, God, I would do it all over again. And that's when God begins to entrust us with more. You've been faithful in the little, I will put you over much. And that's where...
So good.
You know, our life begins to grow and the ministry begins to grow. And we were talking about different resources that God uses now to be able to fulfill that commission. And there's people that God entrusts with, whether it be an English-speaking church, whether it be a multilingual church. There's churches that have, like, multi-languages simultaneously through translation. There's so many ways. I think we just need to be creative.
Yes.
To be creative. And I think one of the natures of our program is to be able to reach some of our Hispanic community and be able to reach some of our Spanish-speaking audience here in the Dallas Metroplex area. Y necesitamos gente que hable español y de diferentes países. Pero a mí me toca con otra colombiana. And that's pretty cool.
Con el mismo acento.
Parecido porque el suyo está mejor que el mío. But I think that it's maybe, and then you can give me your input on this, Elsa, because I come from a Colombian parents, but I was born in New York and raised in California. Mm-hmm. So obviously I was raised speaking in the English language, but that's not the case for a lot of our Hispanic community. A lot of them come and they immigrate to this country and maybe they don't speak the language as fluently or have the capacity. And it could be very intimidating to walk into one of our churches and say, well, do you speak my language? Do you, am I welcome here? And if you're listening to me, si usted me está escuchando y llega aquí, no, quizás no habla inglés muy bien y quiere encontrar un lugar donde alabar y adorar a Dios. And yo le digo personalmente, a mí me encanta la alabanza en español.
Es más alegre.
Tiene mucha pasión.
Mucha pasión.
Yeah. Entonces, en muchas de nuestras iglesias americanas grandes se encuentran obras en español donde usted puede llegar. Y yo quisiera que Elsa nos hablara un poco del corazón de Dios a través de estas obras que a veces se encuentran en estos lugares y menos esperados.
Bueno, pues Dios nos ha dado la oportunidad de pertenecer a un grupo de hispanos, es un pequeño grupo hispano, digo yo pequeño porque somos como alrededor de unas 100 personas. Somos parte de una iglesia gigantesca, Lake Point Church, que está en la ciudad de Rockwall. Pero pues es rico encontrar 100 personas que hablan tu mismo idioma, que no importa que tengan de pronto diferente acento porque son de El Salvador o de Honduras, pero todos somos hermanos y la lengua es algo que nos une. Entonces no dejemos de intimidarnos porque no hablamos el inglés o porque la iglesia es muy grande o todo el mundo parece como muy blanco y nosotros somos de diferente color. No, Dios a todos nos ama. Y pues a las personas que viven en el sector de Rockwall les invito, si a que nos visiten. Tenemos un pequeño grupo, nos reunimos en la capilla los domingos a las 11 de la mañana. El nombre de nuestro pastor es Manuel Márquez. Si alguien está interesado, pues se podría comunicar conmigo. No sé si puedo dar el número de teléfono, ¿está bien? El 214-232-6465 para personas que vivan en el área de Rockwell.
Y yo estoy segura que si alguien está escuchando de que estamos haciendo una diferencia entre, vamos a decir, el pueblo hispano y el pueblo, vamos a decir, que habla inglés, y uno diría, bueno, el Señor no tiene acepción de personas.
No, claro.
Absolutamente no. No. Simplemente, and you know, it just came to my mind, Gary, that I'm sure there's somebody that would be saying or mentioning, well, you know, Christ doesn't make exception. You know, why can't we just, you know, there's a famous saying in LA, it's probably out here, why can't we just all get along?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not a matter of being able to get along, but there's also commonality.
Yeah.
And especially, and I say this because I was raised in the United States, but I've also dealt with a lot of the Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they come to this country with a lot of nostalgia. For instance, I worked very closely with a group that came from Nicaragua, and a lot of them, they didn't leave their country because they wanted to. They had no choice. We deal with a lot of the Cuban community, and a lot of the Cuban community, they didn't leave Cuba because they wanted to. As a matter of fact, they will love Cuba till they die. Mm. And they deal with that nostalgia. And we have that commonality. If you go to Florida, you get the feel of the Cuban community. Mm-hmm. And so being in a place where we can almost speak the same language and feel the connection. And sometimes we don't have to say much to get what we're saying.
So good.
You know, and we can address issues that are very important to the Latin community.